People argue for network neutrality for the internet. What about prescription drug neutrality?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in Washington today, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The debate over network neutrality is about whether internet providers should be able to give upgraded service to business partners. Today, a story about a big prescription drug provider giving dibs to medicine made by a business partner. Express Scripts has done a deal with the pharmaceutical company AbbVie, meaning hepatitis C patients using Express Scripts' plan will have to use AbbVie's medicine, not that of Arrival. Marketplace's Dan Weissman is following this. Dan?
It looks like bad news for Gilead Sciences Incorporated, which introduced another hepatitis C drug last year. And that drug's $84,000 price tag was controversial, but it was cheaper than previous treatments like liver transplants. The new drug from AbbVie is just a tiny bit cheaper. Sticker price, $83,000 and change. Today's deal seems like mixed news for people with the most common form of hepatitis C who are covered by Express Scripts. On the one hand, the new policy lifts some restrictions. Up till now, these expensive drug treatments have only been available to patients with advanced stages of the liver disease, and now patients can get the drug before the disease progresses. On the other hand, it limits their treatment options. Express Scripts covers about 25 million people directly. It also administers drug benefits for another 65 million people through health insurance plans, and it's recommending that those insurers follow the same policy.
AbbVie stock was up 0.75% in early trading today. AbbVie used to be part of Abbott Labs, by the way. Rival Gilead Sciences, the one who didn't sign with Express Scripts, its stock was down nearly 10% early on. The government keeps telling us that inflation in America is low to non-existent. One big exception, rental properties. Landlords across the country are benefiting from a shortage of rentals at a time that many people are staying away from buying their places. As Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, this is good news for institutional investors and bad news for renters.
The undersupply of houses and apartments is driving a construction boom in key markets across the country.
Over this past year, we've seen the highest number of new multifamily starts in 25 years.
Frank Nothaft is the chief economist at Freddie Mac. He says the current rental shortage is a boon for Wall Street investors who are spending billions buying apartments.
That'll translate not only into rent growth and continuing low vacancy rates, but it translates also into property value gains.
Terry Gearhart is a sales manager at Rose & Womble Realty in the Virginia Beach, Norfolk area. He says the spike in demand for rentals has actually suppressed demand for new homes, even though many mortgages are cheaper than the cost to rent.
There's anecdotal evidence of that all over the place. We know because we attack the apartment market with flyers saying you can buy for cheaper than rent and all that. And this year, at least, we've been very ineffective in pulling those people out.
I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
Hi, this is David Brancaccio, host of the Marketplace Morning Report. Marketplace has been on the air for 25 years, and that could not have happened without support from listeners like you. So please, if you can, make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today and help us keep our coverage relevant and compelling. And you should know that your gift, really in any amount, counts twice thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from the Candida Fund. Donate at marketplace.org by December 31st and help us reach our goal of at least 2,500 donors. Thanks for your support. With the new year, Sony plans to roll out a system that lets people watch cable TV-style live TV on their video game console. It's called PlayStation View, spelled V-U-E, and it'll initially have about 75 channels. The idea is to marry traditional cable with a Netflix-like user interface, and as Nova Safo reports from New York, it won't be the last company to take on cable's dominance.
In a basement room inside Sony's headquarters building in New York, there's a decked-out PlayStation lounge with lots of game consoles attached to flat-screen TVs.
This is Infamous the Second Son.
Andrew Gilzine is inches away from one of those flat screens during his work break.
A man with superpowers in what looks like some kind of apocalyptic world.
Exactly, basically.
I haven't heard that one before.
Gilzine already watches TV shows on his PlayStation through Netflix and Hulu. He seems like an ideal customer for the new TV service. So, would he consider it?
It depends. Is it HD? And will I be getting BET and ESPN?
So if it didn't have ESPN, for instance?
I don't know if I would get it then.
The bad news is that while Sony has announced deals with a number of cable and broadcast TV conglomerates, it doesn't have one with Disney, which owns ESPN. Sony says it's in active talks with Disney.
They're under a lot of constraints. They have to pay a lot for content.
That's InScreen media analyst Colin Dixon, who tracks digital and cable TV. Dixon says Sony has a couple of challenges: offering enough channels at an attractive price and the demographic hurdle posed by its young video gaming audience.
And the young are much less interested in pay TV service than the rest of the population. So it's going to be a challenge to get people to change.
Sony says many of its PlayStation users have cable TV, but they want a better user interface, and that's what it's concentrating on. Other companies are also nipping at cable TV's heels. Dish Network is planning a pared-down streaming service. It's aimed at viewers who don't want to pay for lots of channels they don't watch. Laura Martin is a cable and media analyst at Needham & Company.
So it's a way to go after the low end of the market, which is the opposite of the Sony product, which is trying to cream skim the top end of the market.
In either case, Martin says, the new offerings aren't likely to threaten traditional cable, but they are likely to lead to big wins for one particular group.
So the big winners here are the content owners. For example, Turner Broadcasting used to have 3 or 4 new series a year. This year it has 12, because you can sell it to more outlets here.
And that means more competition for the attention of viewers like Gilzean at the PlayStation Lounge. And despite reservations, Gilzean says he is willing to keep an open mind about Sony's new TV service.
You know, you can get Netflix on your PlayStation, so why not go TV?
As long as, he says, the price is right. Sony hasn't decided yet what that price will be. In New York, I'm Novosoffo for Marketplace.
And we're watching this morning to see if aforementioned Sony figures out how it's going to release that Seth Rogen, James Franco movie. This is the comedy about a plot to kill the North Korean leader that led to what U.S. authorities say is the North Korean cyber attack on Sony's computers. The suggestion last week was that Sony had canceled the release. That led to intense criticism that Sony was bowing to terrorists after a threat against theaters. Over the weekend, Sony's lawyer said the company has not given up the idea of putting out the film. There's been speculation about the video streaming service Sony itself owns called Crackle. In Washington today, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.